Just to answer an earlier question first around the common travel area and labour mobility on the island, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, the common travel area is incredibly helpful, incredibly useful. Certainly someone like myself who's who lives half a mile from the actual border itself is it's a fundamental part of my life. But it was designed in the 1920s for an Ireland, and indeed a UK, that doesn't exist today. We're incredibly diverse countries. We've welcomed people who've enriched us with their own culture as well as their labour over the last number of decades. And those people don't share in the same benefits that I do as someone born here in terms of the rights under the common travel area. It may scare the life out of the Department for Foreign Affairs or others in the government, but is it time to review the common travel area that it's more reflective of actually the island of Ireland as it is today, and indeed these two islands as we find them today? Because it seemed ridiculous to me. My wife's a daily communicant. She goes to Mass every morning. There's a Filipino priest who's serving in the local chapel in Derry. And they were doing a bus trip into Donegal, and the priest couldn't go. And I just thought, why? What's going on there? But it's because of the migration issues post-Brexit, and he doesn't have the rights to actually go. So he didn't take the risk. Same thing's happening on both sides of the border around school children on school trips. I know it sounds nonsense and ridiculous, and it's not the biggest economic issue in the world. It's a really important issue for people and individuals, and what it says about this is an open, welcoming place for people to come and make a contribution to civic and economic life. So maybe it is a time to try to find the original document, dust it off, and make it fit for purpose for the Ireland that we have now, north and south, and for the UK as it stands. We do suffer from a lack of availability of labour, absolutely. We have many businesses of ours who are born and raised and headquartered in the north that have facilities in the south, and just moving people between those two facilities has become incredibly difficult. One of our largest, in fact, one of our largest pharmaceutical firms in the north works on a cross-border basis, and they're constantly trying to do like a 3D jigsaw to try to work out which members of staff can actually go and support work in other parts of their business elsewhere on the island because of the issues around them not being an Irish or UK national, and they don't have the rights under the common travel area. So yeah, the big issue, something that needs further exploration, I would suggest, not just by this committee but this house, and potential piece of work that for the Department for Foreign Affairs or others.